are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for listening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're going to talk about the new type of guidelines FDA wants to impose on our narcotics to try to curb narcotic abuse, what that means for you. We're also going to be talking about the scammers offering phony stem cell therapies to treat quote-unquote incurable diseases. You got to be careful out there. Then it looks like they say here in this next study, financial incentives for docs may improve care. Ooh, we're going to have some financial incentives? Well, I disagree with that, but we'll see what this study says. Then, uterine cancer. We don't really talk about uterine cancer, but it's something that affects a lot of us. They say 60% of uterine cancer cases could be avoided. Then we also have a report that CPR is underused by minorities, which is very scary because CPR is so life-saving. And if minorities aren't getting the access to training or it's not being used on minorities, we have a problem. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I've been talking about how I've been losing weight. And there was a big hormone change. I know many of you don't want me to go into the IUD, so I won't. Okay, I will spare you guys with the hormones. But the one thing also that I've added to my diet is avoiding all diet soda. And I think avoiding diet soda has also helped me lose weight. And some of us already have learned that diet soda makes you gain weight. Okay? It's got to be something that has to do with the artificial sweetener, etc. But I'm wondering if it's just that the diet soda was making me more hungry. Okay? I still blame my hormones for the weight gain that I had. Right? And the weight loss I attribute to my changing the hormones. So I'm pretty happy about that. But, they're not synthetic hormones, but I really don't want to go into IUD. You guys don't want to hear that. But, you know, this is very interesting. Fox has a list here of 9 ways to eliminate sugar cravings. And one of the first things they talk about is something that I think you and I have experienced. You got to eliminate the artificial sweeteners. All right? You know, your body, understands as things go through the liver, as things go through the kidneys, you know, relatively the chemical composition and knows what to keep and what it doesn't. Yet other parts of your body are a little bit more obtuse. So when you take in something sweet, sweet stimulates the appetite. You know, I always told my patients whenever they had a kid who had a lack of appetite while they were sick to let them have a couple chocolate chip cookies. Chocolate chip cookies help stimulate the appetite. You got the sugar in the cookie. You got the chocolate. Take 2 chocolate chip cookies and call me in the morning. And it works, all right? But for those of you that are like, I really got to keep my appetite down, and many of you will turn to Diet Coke. Some of you are really addicted to Diet Coke, and you're telling me this is what's keeping your weight down. Just try not drinking the Diet Coke and drinking water. You're going to lose weight, trust me, okay? Eating protein. When you eat a sugary cereal in the morning, you're usually hungry in a couple hours. But if you eat a protein source for breakfast, okay, it allows your sugar level to stay more steady, preventing spikes, crashes, etc. I learned this very early on. I would have a piece of meat. Now, I'm not saying, you know, don't be a vegetarian or vegan. You can still get protein as a vegetarian or vegan. But I would always have like a piece of chicken or something in the morning, and that would help curb my cravings. Works. Okay? Processed food starts to increase your cravings. So rather than taking in white bread or something sugary or whatever, maybe some whole wheat crackers, maybe some raisins, maybe some celery, all right, you know, just something that is non-sugary or processed. Of course, balanced diet always helps, okay? You know, if you're very, very salty prone or sugary prone, that's going to mess you up. Try to kind of, you know, remember, we treat our cars better than our bodies. Give your body what it needs, and then it hopefully won't crave other things. Now, you know, let's say you do want sweet. Well, you know, I'm a huge fan of, like, those little cherry tomatoes. You know, many of us have gotten to the habit of needing dessert. Remember the olden days, you know, if there was actually dessert at a meal, that was a very special occasion. But we wouldn't really have dessert at every meal. Nowadays, people need to top off their meal with something sweet, which is, I think, killing us from an obesity standpoint. So then maybe have a little bit of sweet bell peppers or sweet potatoes or something so that when you finish up your meal, you top it off with something sweet, but it's not heavy in sugar. See? Okay? There's also sweet spices you could do, like maybe adding some cinnamon, coriander, clove, they suggest, etc. Now, they also suggest that you check your mineral levels. If you are craving sugar, check your magnesium. Check your sugar, of course, insulin. You know, sometimes we crave chocolate because our dopamine is down or our serotonin is down. Now, it's really hard to check those blood levels on a regular basis, but a lot of us, when we're PMSing, we crave chocolate because chocolate gives us a quick spike in our serotonin and our dopamine. And so those may be issues that need to be looked at. Zinc, extremely important for insulin, the glucose utilization. If you are deficient in zinc, lead to sugar cravings. I don't mind a multivitamin. A multivitamin once a day, I'm fine with. According to Fox News, they're also suggesting in this article, suggesting L-glutamine. They say glutamine helps reduce cravings by helping steady blood sugar. I've never tried this. Have any of you tried L-glutamine? I'm going to try that and see if it actually curbs appetite. That could be a diet supplement. Who knows? I know, you know, we should probably not be always searching for a pill we could take to lose weight, but maybe L-glutamine, because obesity is multifactorial. Okay, some of you are obese because you don't exercise. Some of you are obese because, you know, your hormones had to get changed, right? Okay, and, you know, I had to fight with my weight for a while there, and luckily I've been able to, you know, get it down again. And then some of us, it could be a craving issue where we are overeating, okay? And so, L-glutamine won't help everybody, okay? Making sure, though, you sleep. We talked about sugar cravings for people that don't get enough sleep. That's extremely important. Make sure you get sleep. All right. Great review from Fox News. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi. This is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Rocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
David J. Smith from Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama? in April 2009 in a deliberate act of disrespect. Obama nominated three pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all three of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future. Offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Joseph's Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don. Work on the dials. All right, so the FDA is beefing up their pain drug warnings right in the face of the painkiller abuse epidemic. It is an epidemic. All right, I don't think many of you are abusing it for funsies. I think many of you have gotten very tolerant to the opioid, and you need stronger and stronger doses based on your hip pain, knee pain, back pain, a variety of issues that you might have. But there is abuse out there, and government, of course, wants to step in. Now, from what we understand, they are not going to start regulating doctors. They can't. We have medical boards doing that. Even though there are state legislators that are trying to pass bills such that doctors are held liable for the drugs that they prescribe. We're already held liable for the drugs that we prescribe. All right? But the more you impose fear and threats, the less doctors want to prescribe. Hence, success for the lawmakers. But you as patients are, unfortunately, the victims. Now, what the FDA is doing this time around, which makes sense, is they want to revamp the labels on the long-acting and the extended-release opioids. So the labels are supposed to highlight the dangers of abuse and possible death, as well as risks to newborns of mothers taking the medicines. So the opioids that the narcotics in this class would be your morphine, your oxycodone. Many of you get oxycodone with Percocet. That was my shoe, by the way. Fentanyl, and of course, OxyContin. Now, From the latest numbers, 16,651 people died in 2010 from overdose deaths related to opioid abuse. This is according to the FDA. We don't have the 2011 or 2012 numbers right here on my laptop. I apologize. But still, thousands of patients, okay? Thousands of people. And they say that the long-acting forms of the opioids have played a disproportionate role in these drug abuse and deaths. Oxycontin, huge. All right? You know, a huge player. We've seen that in the news a lot. Oxycodone, okay, that's in Percocet. Many of you guys take Percocet. Now, hydrocodone is what's in Lortab and Vicodin, but oxycodone, Percocet. And so the FDA said the drug labels currently are supposed to be indicated telling people this is only for moderate to severe pain, but they now want to change it to maybe not moderate pain, but for severe pain. Now, you know, I'm not sure what the fix is going to be. Where I'm getting nervous is with Obamacare and Medicaid expansion, there's a lot of debate on how much tax dollars should go to narcotics. Now, even though many narcotic prescriptions are getting cheaper and cheaper, some of these longer acting, I mean, some of the people where Lortab doesn't even touch it, they have to use the fentanyl patches or the lollipops or things, you know, stronger. And, you know, these are people that are innocent. I mean, they had an injury or, you know, they have a horrible debilitating arthritis. And the only way they could cope and get through the day is with their pain medicines, et cetera. But because there's so many people that abuse, et cetera, we have this debate on whether our Medicaid dollars should pay for these. Medicaid will still cover pain pills, but it's going to be very interesting to see what type of restrictions are going to happen. Already we're hearing that hospitals back east are going to be restricting the amount of narcotics that you get, like 4 pills, 6 pills, 8 pills when you go into the ER. They do not want to give prescriptions for 20, 30 pills. They're tired of people clogging up the ER for pain pills, and they want them out of the ER and going to regular doctors. The problem is many of you can't afford to go to the regular doctors, so you go to the ER. You go there for free, get your pain pills there. So I get that. I mean, this is the system that we're in. I mean, you're in pain. What are you going to do? But these medications, putting people at risk for overdose and death, I mean, will the labels stop people? You know, there's been some debate on those graphic cigarette ads. Remember there was that ad with the woman with the trach site, right, that she would cover with a scarf? They said 100,000 people quit smoking as a result of that ad. If you believe it, great. I mean, that ad was pretty pungent. I mean, it looked at somebody who had to wear a wig and getting ready for work and, you know, having survived cancer and, you know, being disabled. It was very emotional. I don't know if that really caused all these people to quit smoking. I'm sure it made a dent. I prefer public health messages rather than telling a company to advertise against themselves. That I don't think is constitutional. But I mean, public health messages, I don't mind. But, you know, with these drug labels, do people really read them? I mean, if you're in pain, and for those of you that have ever experienced excruciating pain, you're really not thinking about, oh my gosh, am I going to later abuse these? You want to get out of that pain. You don't think clearly when you're in a lot of pain. You know? We always argue, don't be taking pain medicines when you drive. Okay? We don't want you on narcotics. We don't want you on benzodiazepines. We don't want you on sedatives, sleeping medication when you drive. All right? And I'm for that. But, you know, what about the other argument? What about people in pain? Are people in pain at 100%? When they're driving, you know, when I wake up with torticollis, you know, a stiff neck, and I try to, you know, after turning around or sleeping with a bad pillow, and, you know, I try to drive, I mean, I guard the neck. I'm not going to turn my head, 90 degrees, right, or try to look through my blind spot if I can't move. And so what I do is I try to hug the right lane so that I only have to look towards my left. All right, so I don't have to try to change lanes. You know, I get to work, and that's with a stiff neck. Now, there's no laws saying I'm not allowed to drive to work, you know, having a stiff neck. But which is safer, having a stiff neck or taking something that relaxes the muscles? Now, I will never take a muscle relaxant because it just knocks me out. There's no way. But what about people in chronic pain? I mean, can they do their daily duties? You know, I mean, you know, when I even notice, you know, when my back starts to hurt and I drop something, I don't pick it up. You know, I'll kind of leave it there, or I'll kick it to the floor. I'll have the kids go and grab it. You know, what about somebody that's watching a baby? You know, are they not going to pick up the baby because they're in pain? So, I mean, we got to find the fine line between, you know, how to treat pain, how to avoid people needing 120 Lortabs or Percocets or OxyContin every month so they can take it four times a day. How to stop people going to heroin. I mean, we need to figure this out. I mean, you know, it's scary. It's very scary. So the FDA with their warning labels, is that going to help a little bit? I think it's just a reminder, but I think it's a start to what is going to come, where they're going to try to, on the legislative level, increase liability for the doctors. If patients are getting these prescriptions from the doctors and our society can't stop patients from asking the pain medicine, they're going to try to impose certain, maybe they won't impose restrictions, but they're going to make it easier for lawsuits against the doctors. And doctors don't like to get sued, so they may prescribe less. So this, like, for example, Morgan Liskinski, an FDA spokesman, says that their agency's hands are largely tied. While the FDA has authority to regulate drug makers and drug labeling, he said it cannot intervene with doctors. Thank you for that. The FDA does not have the authority to regulate the practice of medicine, nor should they. That's what I say. And healthcare practitioners may choose to prescribe a legally marketed drug based on their clinical assessment. And this is a quote from him. So my guess is what they're laying the groundwork for is we're going to start seeing legislation, which we've already started to see spurts of it, try to be introduced in Nevada, where I live, where if somebody does become addicted, or somebody does die, or somebody is given a medication that may be considered too strong for their quote-unquote pain, moderate to severe, and there are pain scales. I mean, there is kind of a way, even though it's subjective, to quantitate it. Then doctors can be held liable. And that's how they're going to get around stopping doctors from prescribing. Now, are there doctors out there that overprescribe? Yeah, I think so. You know, I think there are some people who could possibly be, you know, in a hurry. Patient wants a pain medicine. Patient tells them, look, I can't afford to come into the doctor. You know, please throw me a bone here. Doctor gives them 120. Fine. You know, whatever. I mean, I think that happens. But for the most part, especially who I trained with, we don't like to write these medicines. We write enough to get them through to the specialist that can later help them with pain management more globally, more, you know, as a whole. I don't practice pain management, so I have no business pretending like I do. I also don't want to restrict my patients from pain medicine. I mean, if they need something, I'm going to give it to them. That's why they're coming to me. They're in pain. I mean, I have a heart, for crying out loud. But I don't manage pain. So I give them enough until they could go to the, if it's their bum knee, their bum shoulder, their bum back, I get them to the specialist they need. Problem is, a lot of these specialists don't like to write the medicines either. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
FreezeDryGuy.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess there's scammers out there offering phony stem cell therapies to quote-unquote treat incurable diseases like maybe Parkinson's or diabetes or cancer, etc. All right? And I guess some of these people that are getting duped are paying close to $150,000 for treatments to use what they think are mesenchymal stem cells. Now, researchers have been working with these mesenchymal stem cells, right, to treat like arthritis, other bone diseases. We still are in the process of studying this stuff and working with this, okay? You know, we talked about how we could maybe get a stem cell to be coaxed and, you know, to grow into maybe more cartilage or to more bone, etc. All right. And, you know, anybody using these mesenchymal stem cells right now, from what I understand, is not legal. Okay. I mean, this is still in the research phase. So, you know, if you get word that you could undergo some quote-unquote stem cell therapy or whatever, bring it to your doctor, have the doctor check it out, make sure this is something that doesn't, you know, I mean, because anything right now that has to do with stem cells, it would still be in the experimental stage. And, yes, there are certain studies that are going on, clinical studies that some people could enroll in. But from what we understand, over 100,000 people in the U.S. now have been duped into getting these treatments when there's absolutely no science behind it, and it's not even a well-qualified clinic providing these things. So just be careful out there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, many of us were watching the news with Anthony Weiner, right? Apparently Anthony Weiner and I believe Spitzer lost their primaries. Anthony Weiner made some news yesterday. Allegedly, he showed his middle finger to the reporters after his concession speech. And as he left, I guess his wife was present, but no, maybe his wife was. I'm not sure where his wife was. My guess, I mean, you know, with all this going on. Oh, yeah, did you hear Sidney Leathers? I guess the one he was sexting. It was his sexting partner, even though he never had sex with her, supposedly. Sidney Leathers was the one that did a porno film with a guy dressed as Anthony Weiner. I really don't understand this whole thing, but this is just one of the things that really embarrasses our country. We have an amazing, beautiful country, and we have things like this happen. But anyway, Sidney Leathers decided to show up and crash his quote-unquote victory party. From what I understand, the wife was not there. Huma, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if Huma actually, after this, doesn't stand by her man anymore. Okay, I think Anthony Weiner's political career is over. He tried to make a comeback. He had the guts, you know, but he obviously has a problem when it comes to infidelity. So I'm going to be very, very surprised, you know, if Huma stays with him. True, I understand they have a baby, and I commend her for trying to make it work. But my prediction is she's out of there. And then my next prediction would be that he's going to probably do reality TV. That's my guess. I mean, what else is left for him? Didn't Spitzer host a show? Spitzer, was it like on CNN, but then that show got canceled? Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, I'm surprised his campaign went as far as he did. You know, when you look at the wives of people that stand by their man who cheated, you know, I find it pretty commendable. You know, some people ridicule him and criticize him. You know, they took a vow, they took an oath, in sickness and in health till death do us part. Anthony Weiner has a sickness. He likes to text younger women and show people what he looks like in his underwear and tidy whities. All right, so she's with him in sickness and in health. Fine. Okay. You know, I get that. But, I mean, after a while, you know, there's only so much you could take. And I don't have any problem with a woman or a man who decides to leave their spouse for infidelity. You know, I mean, not only is the marriage supposed to be a union between you two, but you're also forming a home. You're forming a unit. And your job is to make sure that your offspring, right, has a stable unit. Okay? Is there an argument that for Anthony Weiner's transgressions, this is not a stable union or a stable family unit? All right? Now, I understand that the reporters and the paparazzi didn't really help him. Okay? You know, I understand many men and women have probably had their transgressions. It was quiet. The kids didn't need to know about it. The family still stayed unified. But at this point, it is such a mess, right, with what they're going through. And I mean, it's a shame because I think everything was kind of laying low and they seemed to be recuperating after the baby was born. He decided to go back in the public eye. And unfortunately, he looks like a joke. And people made him out to be a joke. Now, how much can the kid, I think there's only one kid involved, take? How much can the wife take? So I would not be surprised if Huma leaves. Now, there's been some reports that George Zimmerman could still be having issues, legal issues, with the 911 call that the wife made. Apparently, she called 911, Shelley Zimmerman, who is, filing for divorce. All right. And, from what we understand, He had, you know, his gun on him. I believe he's a concealed carry, et cetera. And then, he got into an altercation with her or her father. She calls 911 saying he's threatening her. All right. And again, whether there's any witnesses or not. Okay. From what we understand, the wife is not pressing charges. Okay. But we heard that law enforcement may actually still pursue. I'll keep you posted as we get that information. Of course, what's being, strewn all over the internet is his arrest, him being on his knees, getting arrested. I mean, people eat this stuff up. You know, the media wouldn't have such a circus over these stories if people didn't eat this stuff up. Okay? You know, if you mention George Zimmerman, even though many of us are really sick of the whole trial and sick of the story and want everybody to kind of move on with their lives and go on, the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman story was a very emotional case, right? You know, where, you know, was somebody unfairly killed? Was somebody unfairly prosecuted? And, you know, we like to move on. But when you say George Zimmerman, I mean, you look up and you watch. I mean, if the media didn't have the fuel, they probably wouldn't be so involved in people's personal stuff. Let George Zimmerman and his wife go through a divorce in private. Don't they deserve some privacy? You know, but at some point you just don't have privacy. And at that point, they could either, cry about it, or they sometimes take that momentum and they make a reality TV show out of it. And that's another guess. I bet they're going to strike. You know, everybody gets a reality TV show these days. So I wouldn't be surprised if that occurs. But, going back to the Anthony Weiner case, I got to give Huma some kudos for, you know, standing by her man and being as stoic as she could throughout the whole situation. But it really is an embarrassment. I mean, what Hillary Clinton went through with Bill Clinton, you know, I mean, it was an embarrassment. Now, her choice to stay with Bill is probably going to, you know, give her a presidency. So, you know, people may say, well, it was strategic. It wasn't guts. It was strategic. She was told to stick with him. Either way, anybody that undergoes or goes through a cheating, you know, a husband getting cheated on, a wife getting cheated on, all right, I got to hand it to them for their strength. That's some tough stuff. For those of us that were ever cheated on, you know, I was cheated on multiple times before my relationships with my husband. Well, you know, it's rough. It's really rough. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. CPR in minorities, it's being underused. Why is that? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently this one study has come out saying CPR is being underused by minorities. They think fear and lack of information are major reasons, according to Drugs.com, why many members of U.S. minority groups who live in cities don't learn or perform life-saving CPR. Now, CPR courses, you know, I don't think are still being promoted to the degree that they need to be. I think CPR should be mandated in schools. Why aren't our kids learning CPR and first aid on a regular basis and it being reinforced and them getting their CPR cards done? Why the heck not? Okay, now I understand, you know, a preschooler I get, okay? But at least in high school, for crying out loud, middle school. So most CPR courses are targeted to your babysitters, your daycare workers, your lifeguards, etc. But many times when issues happen, Now, that's important, by the way. I mean, keep targeting babysitters, daycare workers, lifeguards, teachers, etc. I think that's great. Okay? Medical professionals are great. Wonderful. But many times when something happens, okay, it happens at the gym, or it happens at the grocery store, or it happens outside in the park, okay, CPR is so life-saving. I don't understand why this isn't something that everybody learns. Now, I do understand, okay, there's also a cost. Okay, you know, nobody gives free CPR courses these days. If there are out there, please tell me so, you know, maybe we could advertise it for you. But for the most part, it costs some money. And some people don't have the $80 or the $100 or the $200 to spend. Now, mind you, CPR trainers deserve to charge. Okay, I mean, it takes time. Some of these courses are 8-hour courses. Okay, so, the money has to come from somewhere. So they are allowed to charge. And I think it's money well spent. But I think that's also a deterrent. Not a lot of people are going to go and learn, not to mention 8 hours. All right? But maybe this is something where maybe you go, do a 4-week course of an hour or two each day, something to get people trained. Maybe there's a way they could teach a shorter version. But I think this is ridiculous. Researchers interviewed 42 residents of Columbus, Ohio. And this study was published in today's journal, Circulation, Cardiovascular Quality, and Outcomes. Don't all run to the newsstand to try to buy this, okay? All right, there'll be plenty for everybody. Most of the participants were age 30 or older, black and female. About half lived in poor, high-crime neighborhoods, and two-thirds had an annual household income of less than $20,000. The study found that 83% of the participants were familiar with CPR, but less than half had taken a CPR course within the previous 3 years. Money was a major barrier to learning CPR, including the cost of the class, child care, and transportation. The participants, they say, also lacked information about the importance of CPR, where to receive the training. There was a lack of information available to languages other than English, according to the study. Then they found that many participants were afraid to perform the CPR, particularly on kids, and they didn't like the idea of performing mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on a stranger. Even though the hands-only CPR has now been suggested, where you just do the chest compression, many people didn't know that. Okay? So, some of the participants were worried, I guess, that performing CPR on a stranger could pose a threat to their personal safety, lead to problems with police, or put them at risk of getting sued. This is the society we live in, people. Is this scary? And I understand why they're scared. I mean, when I was in the ER, people who were, you know, drunk or semi-passed out would, you know, wake up or pretend to be asleep and try to grab my boobies and stuff. I mean, it's a valid concern that women have, you know, and men too. Why be grabbed? Right? And then when you hear of these cases of people helping each other during a car accident and then getting sued if the friend they said helped, you know, becomes paralyzed, etc., it's threatening to you to think that if you're going to intervene or interfere or help, you know, you'll have a negative adverse event. So, they say 4 out of every 5 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests, heart attacks, happen in the house. You know, my mother didn't know CPR when my dad died. She did what she should have. She called 911, okay? I had talked to her about, you know, learning CPR. She said, well, you'll teach me one day. And I was like, yeah, I'll teach you one day. I mean, this was, you know, in passing, okay? You know, you think back, you know, could CPR have saved my dad? You don't want to think about that, but, you know, heart attacks don't happen, you know, right there in the doctor's office usually. It happens at home, in the park, while going shopping. So, you know, we need to figure out how to engage everybody in CPR training. I think it should be immediately introduced into the schools, okay? You know, then all they need to do later is then take refresher courses when they're out of schools. But CPR should be brought to schools. All right. Then maybe come up with ways to offer, free CPR classes. Right. Maybe CPR classes that also have access for child care. They say maybe even food or bus tokens for transportation. They say they also suggest combining CPR training with basic first aid training, offering certification or academic credit, or promoting CPR as a job skill to help residents advance their professional careers. emphasizing that CPR could save the lives of family members and loved ones. I always wondered that. I mean, I wonder if you do have a heart patient at home, should the doctor order the family members to go take a CPR class? You know, I remember in pediatrics 20 years ago when we were talking to parents, we would document if parents knew CPR, if all parents were trained in infant CPR. You know, it's just one of those things where, my big concern is, you know, giving somebody the knowledge and then they don't want to walk up to a strange man who's on the ground. Like I said, that's why the American Heart Association said to just do the chest compressions. Okay? I mean, what I suggest for any of you to do if you are concerned about your safety is first and foremost, call 911. Okay? Call 911, and if there is somebody, okay, around this situation, ask them to come with you over to the victim. Okay? Scream as much as you can to get as many people over there. So then at least you feel some safety in crowds. All right? If you're afraid that nobody's going to come over, maybe scream fire. Okay? People will come and you know, if they think there's a fire, and then go, sorry, I had to get your attention. We have a man down. I want to start CPR, but I wanted to make sure we had other people here that could help. You know, and you know, be on standby if I get tired, etc. And then be like, oh, what's this? You know, so you know, sometimes recruit other people if you can. And again, if you don't want to put your mouth on the person, check airway, breathing, circulation. Always check airway, breathing, circulation. Then we had recommended in the past to do the chin lift, head tilt, right? Close the nose, put your mouth, form a complete suction to give rescue breaths. If you don't want to do that, just start the chest compressions if they don't have a pulse. And we talked about the chest compressions going about an inch and a half deep with the sternum on men and females. Try to go mid-nipple line and do it to a beat of Staying Alive or another one, Bites the Dust. That's the speed at which it should happen. You know, and, you know, even if I could just put this out there, let's say you guys cannot, okay, take the 8 hours for a whole CPR course or do the four-hour course, etc. Please, you know, please make yourself up to date with, you know, most of us have had some CPR classes, okay? I really urge people to be properly trained before they touch somebody. But if you're in a situation where there's nobody and the 911 operator is trying to talk you through it, make sure you have some baseline first aid knowledge, some baseline CPR knowledge. You know, read up, okay? You don't, it doesn't always have to be class or nothing, all right? And I think we really need to do something about the laws where we should have Good Samaritan laws that protect you. Alright, I mean, you know, so that if you do jump in to help somebody, you don't have to worry about getting sued. Alright guys, don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Hang me down.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.